With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Bree Ripley. The Trump administration is repealing an Obama-era rule that forced energy companies to pay more royalties on fossil fuels. Coal producers call it a return to fairness, but environmental groups say the repeal allows companies to continue exploiting a decades-old loophole. YPR's Nate Hedgie has more.
Connie Wilbert, director of the Sierra Club's Wyoming chapter, says the repeal of Obama's valuation reform is about one thing.
Giving coal companies this great gift of a bunch of extra revenue and shorting the communities here in Wyoming.
She says since the 1980s, energy companies have exploited a loophole that allows them to pay unfairly low royalties, which are like a sales tax, on the coal they get from public lands. And Wilbert says this harms coal-producing states like Wyoming, which rely on those royalties to fund government projects.
It's money that supports our schools and our roads and basically all the infrastructure of Wyoming.
The reform made companies pay more in royalties. It went into effect on the first of this year, but it only lasted a month before the Trump administration pressed pause. And now the Interior Department has published a final rule scrapping the reform. Chuck Deneau is a spokesperson for Count on Coal Montana.
This is just another positive move by the Trump administration to ensure that the resource economies in states like Montana are strong and that we're creating jobs here.
Deneau says the system in place before the Obama administration's change works and that Montanans and Americans are getting a fair deal on the coal they own. He says Obama's valuation reform was a thinly veiled attempt to shut down coal mining in the West.
They just wanted to keep it in the ground. You saw that every group that supported this had that keep it in the ground mantra. So that's really what it was about.
But Connie Wilbert of the Sierra Club says it's a boon for big coal.
We go back to the same old system that we've had since the 1980s, allowing these huge coal corporations to basically cheat taxpayers out of hundreds of millions of dollars every year.
The repeal goes into effect on September 6th, and a spokesperson for the Sierra Club says they're exploring legal options. In a press release, Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says the repeal, quote, restores our economic freedom by ensuring our energy independence. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
Cleanup at a Livingston rail yard has progressed to the point that the state and federal regulators no longer believe it needs to be considered for the Superfund National Priorities List. The Montana Department of Environmental Quality and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency decided last year that the BSNF's railways cleanup was progressing adequately under state DEQ supervision. The withdrawal was published in the Federal Register last week. The train repair and maintenance yard was contaminated over decades with diesel fuel, solvents, and other substances that seeped into the groundwater. DEQ began addressing the contamination in 1989 and outlined the required cleanup in 2001. The DEQ said today that BSNF has removed sludge, cleaned up solvents, and removed petroleum from the groundwater. Other work is expected to be complete by next year. A Billings attorney says Washington, D.C. is corrupt and that the current Montana congressman is part of the system that rewards money over people. John Heenan is the first Democrat to jump into the 2018 U.S. House race. YPR's Jackie Yamanaka reports.
Heenan says he's so passionate in his fight against dark money groups that he teamed with fellow attorney Jean Jerusia Billings to prosecute a case for the Commissioner of Political Practices against former Bozeman legislator Art Wittig. A jury found Wittig guilty of campaign finance violations in 2016. Heenan and Jerusi work pro bono. In other words, they volunteered their legal expertise in the case. Heenan says he knows how dark money groups operate and have turned politics into a blood sport. The trial attorney says that won't deter him from running for the U.S. House.
What I do for my job is say to bullies, you like picking on somebody so much, why don't you come pick on me? And so I know that this is a fight that I'm picking. And it's an important fight, and I feel like it's a fight worth having.
So much so that Heenan is shuttering his law practice to run full-time for the U.S. House, even though there are ramifications for his family. Still, he likens it to reporting for jury duty.
Someone needs to step up to say, I think I'd be a better representative for Montanans than Greg Gianforte.
Gianforte has already announced he plans to run for re-election next year. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The lightning caused Gibraltar Ridge fire near Eureka, grew overnight to at least 800 acres, and is currently threatening structures east of town. The following areas remain under immediate evacuation: Sherman Creek, Griffith Creek, Theriault Pass, and Stevens Creek. Graves Creek residents are under standby for evacuation. Ten Lake Scenic Area is now closed by the Forest Service, and Graves Creek is closed at the Theriault Pass intersection. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office estimates that some 30 residences have evacuated, with another 100 or so now under a pre-evacuation warning. A shelter is available at the Church of God in Eureka, and animals can be taken to the fairgrounds. A hay donation lottery program set up in North Dakota to help drought-stricken ranchers is being expanded to producers in South Dakota and Montana. The effort was launched last week by North Dakota's Agriculture Department, North Dakota State University, and the Michigan-based nonprofit Ag Community Relief. Officials set up a site near the NDSU campus to accept hay donations that will be doled out to producers in need through a lottery process. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goering said the lottery will be open to ranchers throughout the tri-state area. The application deadline is August 31st. Ag Community Relief is organizing a large hay donation convoy to North Dakota later this month. The first hay drawing will be in early September. More drawings will be held as donations allow. Maine's Republican Senator Susan Collins is introducing a bill designed to train more primary care physicians and address the nation's shortage of doctors. Collins is submitting the bill along with Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester. The senators say the shortage of physicians has reached crisis levels in communities. The bill would reauthorize and strengthen the Teaching Health Center's graduate medical education program that trains physicians in underserved areas. Collins says the improvements would be especially beneficial for rural and underserved communities that have been hit hard by the opioid abuse epidemic. Collins and Tester say the U.S. is estimated to need more than 100,000 new primary care doctors by the year 2025. The Interior Department has unveiled a plan to protect the threatened sage-grouse that gives western states greater flexibility to allow mining, logging, and other economic development where it is now prohibited. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced the strategy yesterday for the ground-dwelling bird that has suffered a dramatic population decline across its 11-state range, which includes Montana and Wyoming. Zinke insists that the federal government and the states can work together to protect the sage-grouse and its habitat while not slowing economic growth and job creation. This is YPR News.